Could two standard drinks a day, the Australian recommendations, be too high when it comes to the risk of dying prematurely and developing cancer? A study of nearly 100,000 adults aged over 55 suggests it might be, at least when it comes to your lifetime use of alcohol. The lead author was Andrew Kunzman, who's in the Centre for Public Health at Queen's University in Belfast, and he's on Skype from Belfast as we speak. Welcome to the Health Report.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Didn't we know all this already?
Well, we kind of had a rough idea that lighter drinking would be better than drinking too much, but it's about how much is too much that's what's less known. And there's a lot of different evidence about, from different studies, saying on mortality that light to moderate or up to two glasses of drinks a day are fine, whereas the cancer researchers are saying actually no amount of alcohol is okay. So we wanted to combine them to see what the overall outcome would be.
And what cancers are we talking about here?
So this was risk of any cancer except non-melanoma skin cancer, because that's very common. And
okay. What did you do in the study?
So we had, as you had said, we've had data on almost 100,000 people involved in a cancer screening trial in the US. And they had been asked questions on how much they drank at various stages of their life, which then allowed us to calculate their average lifetime intakes. We then linked this to data on which of the people went on to develop cancer or mortality over the next 9 years, and then looked at whether the risk differed based on these and accounting for various other potential differences like age or smoking.
So here's the killer, so to speak, Andrew. The level of drinking that you defined as infrequent, light, heavy, and very heavy. And this is where Australians need to sort of grip the sides of their seats.
So for light drinking, we tended to class it as less than three drinks a week. But some of the other analyses we did suggested that actually less than seven drinks a week would probably be classed as light drinking, mm-hmm. whereas heavier drinking was anything above that.
Right, because I think in your paper you said two to three drinks a day equals heavy drinking, and more than three drinks a day equals very heavy drinking.
Yeah, that would be what we would have formally classed as those levels, whereas now, based on this, we actually think that those could perhaps be lowered.
Lowered. Okay. So what did you find?
So we found that light drinkers who drank less than seven drinks per week were at the lowest combined risk of cancer or dying earlier, but risk increased for every additional drink per week after that.
Okay, and you really kicked in at about two drinks a day, didn't you? Didn't it? Started really rising.
Yeah, so it started rising pretty quickly after that, and if you look at certain cancers, they started increasing a lot quicker than that and a lot earlier.
Which cancers were they?
So the main cancers tended to be ones of the digestive system. So head and neck cancers, esophageal cancer, and liver cancer tended to be the most strongly linked.
Now you got what's called a J-shaped curve. So we've got to make people, you've got to imagine a graph in front of you now, where the vertical axis is your chances of dying, and the horizontal axis is the number of drinks. So what you've just described is a kind of a straight, almost a straight line, or a little bit of an uptick as you increase you're going to the right. As you increase the number of drinks, the graph goes up, your risk of dying or getting cancer goes up. But you also got a rise on the left-hand side of the graph with people who don't drink at all. And this has been enormously controversial over time. Is there, some people would argue there's a protective effect of just the right amount of drinking, which in your study is maybe one drink a day, and there's increased risk at no drinks a day. And other people have said, well, it's because they're sicker and they've given up drinking, and that's why they're at higher risk. What did you find?
Well, we were able to, because we were looking at lifetime intakes, we were able to hopefully remove the people who had formerly drank really heavily and then stopped drinking from classifying them as non-drinkers. We were able to classify them as drinkers, unlike a lot of previous studies, which helps remove that risk. But we did see that actually the reduction was much smaller than we expected.
Okay, so you actually think you see a protective effect at one drink a day?
Well, we're not saying it's necessarily protective. We prefer to say that it's reassuring to light drinkers that they're not causing themselves major harm.
What do you think this says about the 2-drink-a-day recommendation?
Well, I think it says in terms of, at least in terms of cancer and mortality, that perhaps these guidelines could be lowered or could be reconsidered. And I'm aware that the Australian guidelines are currently being reconsidered.
And did you find any difference in women? Because women are at increased risk of breast cancer. Was there anything differential with women in this study?
So at very heavy intakes, there were starting to be differences between men and women in that women were more strongly affected by heavier intakes. But at intakes around the level, around the guideline levels, there weren't very big differences. So perhaps they should keep gender neutral guidelines.
And presumably you can't comment on people under 55 because they weren't included in this study.
Yes, so we weren't able to look at that, unfortunately, but previous studies have found similar links in the past.
And were you able to link it, just finally, to the type of alcohol drunk? Because some people say, well, spirits are worse for you with the upper gastrointestinal tract.
Yes, so we did look at it by alcohol type, and it did appear that the protective effect, if it is protective, was limited or most strong in wine drinkers rather than in spirit drinkers. So there could be differences based on that, but it could also be that wine drinkers tend to be healthier in general.
But you allowed for that a little bit in the study, didn't you?
Yeah, we tried to account for as much as possible, but there's always some things that can slip past.
Particularly if you've had more than 2 drinks a day. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Andrew Kunzman is in the Centre for Public Health at Queen's University in Belfast. And you're in the Health Report here on RN, ABC News and CBC Radio across Canada. I'm Norman Swan.